Hey, we've been following the debate over the government services building in St. Paul's fairly closely and trying to give you as much information as we can. Joining us this morning is St. Paul's City Councilor Teresa Stately, who's in our studios. Teresa, it's good to see you again. How are you this morning?
Great to be here. I'm fabulous, Greg.
I hope you had a great Labor Day weekend.
I did. Yeah, wonderful. Good. Spent it with family.
So. Well, let's talk about tonight's meeting. I know there's a lot of anticipation of what's coming up tonight in regard to something that was reported last week about an advisory vote that you want to schedule.
Yes, and
tell us about that.
Can I just give you a brief history of how we got here?
Sure.
As we were elected on the council in April, right as we came on, they had just voted a second time on the building, and it's always been a 4-4 split. Two different occasions, 4-4 split, mayor broke the tie to move forward with the building, and they, at that time, passed an ordinance to sell the bonds on October 1st. So there were some of us on the council who didn't feel this was, we wanted more breathing space. We wanted to be able to look at this with fresh eyes. And so we got together and did this repeal effort in July. And five of us voted to repeal the sale of the bonds. We're not repealing a building, not repealing city employees, but just the sale of the bonds. We were successful 5-3, and then the mayor used his authority to veto that, which is the first time he's done that. That's totally within his right to do it.
Right.
And then right as that happened, then we have another group, Bruce Danielson's group, Stop the Funding, started that petition drive. And I will tell you, having done two petition drives in my life, that getting 6,400 signatures in 3 weeks is huge.
Right.
That just shows there's an energy of concern within our community. And so a week ago Tuesday, when they found that Bruce had accidentally used a state form instead of the city form for the oath on the back, that those were all discarded. So out of concern for that and respect for all those people who worked very hard to bring this forth, I talked with fellow council members and said, we have one last option here, and that would be to propose an ordinance that would put this on a ballot for the citizens this June 8th with the school board election. That's called an advisory vote. We did the same thing for the event center. The mayor was able to just put that on the ballot. So tonight we have what's called the first reading, where it will be proposed, and if we can get five council members to vote yes on that, it moves forward to the second reading, which is next week. And again, if five councilors vote yes, then it is formal action.
But as you said, it would be formal action on an advisory vote,
exactly.
Which would be a non-binding vote.
That's right, because then you have the second piece to this. And I will say this, I think whether you like the building, don't like the building, I think that we're at a different point now. Is called let's keep our community together here, and this has gotten contentious enough that I'm just hoping and I'm praying that our mayor would work with us and say, hey, I have the authority to postpone the sale of those bonds, because that's gonna, if we can get together on this tonight and next week on the council and show our leadership of moving this forward for a vote, then all the mayor has to do is say, I get it. I want the building. We know he does. He thinks that's the best thing for our community. I respect that. But I think in fairness to all the things that have unfolded, if we could just postpone the sale of the bonds till after the election, you know, let this play out. And let me just say another element that has come in, and we were told not to help with negotiations on this right now, which I'm not doing, but the Argus Leader reported this last Sunday in their editorial. We've got the issue of the police officers' contracts that have come up.
Right.
And they were told, because of shrinking sales tax revenues moving forward, they have been going down, and their salary increases would come out of the operations budget, which is the same budget that would be supporting the new building, the administration building. It's the same budget, Greg, that is going to be supporting our new indoor pool. And so there's only so many pennies coming in, and you have to make some decisions. So that's kind of come into the mix, that if we can't afford to give our police officers a 3% raise, then can we really be affording this building? okay, at this time. So that's a side issue.
But it's all related. I agree with you. Well, as we're looking at overall city funding.
It kind of puts it back, yeah, into the mix. So tonight, I just felt, I'm so grateful that I had another council member who signed on for this. Because you can't, I think the public needs to understand, to get something on the agenda, the mayor can get anything on the agenda. His administration can just put it on the agenda. But for us, as a council member, to get something at a meeting to talk about it at 7 o'clock, we have to have two of us in agreement. So Pat Starr, bless his heart, he said, I'm with you, Teresa. And so we got it on there. So at least we can have a dialogue tonight, and we will be voting on whether this moves forward.
744, Sioux Falls City Councilor Teresa Staley is here. It's mostly cloudy and 73. Are people going to get lost here in understanding that this is a non-binding vote when they hear that a vote has been scheduled, but then the mayor goes ahead, which I think is likely, just based on my conversations with him. I think it's entirely likely that he's going to move ahead with the sale of the plan bonds. He's not said that, but that's my feeling.
Well, you want to know if they're going to be confused? I would say they're probably going to be more concerned. Because this is about now respecting the efforts and the integrity of that petition drive, which I absolutely do. I saw the energy of people coming in wanting to sign. I've had people calling me. They want to sign. So I think our public wants to vote on this. A $25 million expenditure. And I think that I'm hoping the mayor was going to be open.
But isn't court the real way to stop that? I mean, isn't it important for Bruce Danielson and his?
I think there may be some legal action. But nonetheless, if we can get this
Because that's the only sure way to stop this. I mean, you're hoping. Here's what I'm thinking. The city council's already voted on this 5-3, as you said, to repeal the sale of the bonds.
Right.
The mayor vetoed it.
Right.
Why do you think an advisory vote is going to change his mind?
Well, because in the midst of his he vetoed it, but then we have all these citizens, and we didn't have the 6,400 signatures.
Right.
At that point, the public awareness of this was less. I think now we've got the citizens involved, and so we have to respect that. And to his credit, our mayor did allow us to vote on the event center. This is if the council would do this. And it's right within our right to vote on this tonight. It's within our right to work to set an advisory.
Oh, absolutely.
Vote. And so, I mean, we're just taking an action that we can do.
But the problem is, you talked about this becoming contentious. It wasn't contentious until the new council came into place. The previous council passed this. There was no public outcry. There were people that were concerned, but there was no big public outcry. It's become contentious only since the new council came into play.
But it was a 4-4 vote.
We have lots of those.
Right.
The mayor's a member of the council. It becomes a council vote like any other.
But I will tell you that this comes back to another issue that I think you are, and this is on you, okay? This is a responsibility for the media. A lot of the public probably wasn't aware of the working pieces of this. There are so many things. I've watched this for 10 years as a citizen. Things that get passed on the council the public doesn't know about. Or they don't know about it till after the fact, okay? Till after it's been passed.
Right.
So part of what my mission was as running was just to help the public understand what's going on with city government. A lot of people don't read the paper anymore. They might catch a segment.
Who's that on?
No, I understand, but people are busy. We've got, 180,000 people in our community, and I talk to people all the time. They want to know what's going on, but they're busy. They catch a little of this, a little of that.
Yep.
And I've done these two petition drives, and I'll tell you, I mean, Snowgates, you could have said the same thing. You know, no, there's no real outcry for them, but I got
there
out
there. There clearly was. I disagree.
Before when I brought this up 10 years ago, there was.
No, I see what you mean. Yes,
they weren't aware of it.
No, agree.
And so I just think this is something we're going to do. I mean, you may not agree with it, but I
disagree with some of the things that have been said. I disagree with some of the tactics. To me, holding an advisory vote, if there's a sincerity here in stopping this thing, Danielson and his group have got to get into court.
Right, but even so, we still have to, the council still has to set the vote. We still have to put this on the ballot.
Non-binding vote that really doesn't mean anything, though. It's a non-binding vote, right? You're hoping to influence the mayor to take action.
Well, but we would have to set, even if the mayor, if Bruce had been successful, we still would have done this. It still would have come to the same place. So we're just carrying on
if he goes to court, he gets a court injunction, stops the city from moving forward with the sale of the bonds. Every day he doesn't get into court, it's just that much more likely the mayor will move ahead with the planned sale of the bonds.
But why? Exactly. So if he doesn't get that done, then it doesn't. But it's all about if we're going to be saying, well, because you didn't get this at this particular time, then too bad. No vote.
No, I understand. That's why you let a court decide. That's why you've got to get that in front of a court. Because I agree with you. 6,400 people, and I've said very clearly that and I believe that a court probably would look at that based on their past rulings and say, let's honor the will of the voters and put it up for a vote. I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, what you're saying is, your only hope is to dissuade the mayor, and I'm saying...
Well, no, because the first thing is we have to, if the council votes against the vote, then it's a done deal anyway. Tonight, right? As far as our effort. But I'll tell you, the last week since this all unfolded, people have been saying, what's the council going to do? What's the council doing?
You've already tried, though.
Well, we tried
that. To your credit, you did try.
But we also, right after the veto, we could have asked for an advisory vote right then, too. You know, let me tell you, my friend. I didn't lead 2 petition drives because I lack persistence.
No, I understand.
I've learned tenacity. And in my life, I have learned that you don't give up. You know, if there's another way of getting something done, you go for it. People who have been successful in the history of our country have not given up because somebody says, well, this is how it happened, so we've tried. You have to try everything you can for the citizens. And I'm doing this. I'm doing this for the people. Okay.
I don't question your motives. Don't misunderstand me. I'm just saying, to me, the appearance here is of doing something when in reality, you've already tried to dissuade the mayor. Advisory vote.
Are you saying the mayor could never change his mind? We're human beings who hopefully we are aware of the evolving needs of our community. Okay. The police thing was not an issue back then. We weren't looking. Our sales tax revenues have changed since we brought this up. Okay, we did not have the petition drive when he vetoed.
Yeah, but his veto. Veto was fair. No, true. But I think he would have. We'll see. I don't.
We don't know. We don't know. And we had a vote a month ago where he actually sided with me to break a tie. I mean, it was totally out of, we were talking about this campaign issue with city employees. You see, again, nobody knows about this because the media didn't cover it, but it was a big deal. I brought it forward, an amendment to keep this, and this could be for another show, but by the way, let me just say to you, thank you for having council members on. Thank you for, for showing it. We've got such diversity in our community, and I really appreciate it.
Well, and I appreciate all you people who serve. Believe me, I understand. It's not easy, and I know you get an earful from lots of
people. But anyway, Eddie, you go back a month ago. I brought forth this amendment, and I was prepared to be the only person voting for it. I don't care if I lose. I'm going to do the right thing. I brought it forward. It was a 4-4 vote. The mayor broke the tie in my favor, in the favor of the mayor, and it passed. So, here's the moral of the story, Greg. You don't know if you don't try. And if we try to say, well, I'm not going to take this action because I know this is how it's going to be, forget it. I don't believe in that. I say, you got to step out and do the right thing. And that's what this vote tonight is about. I think I feel so good about us as a council saying, we want this to go to an advisory vote. It works out perfectly in the spring. So if the mayor does change his mind, it's going to be, it will be set. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
And he did this. I was so grateful he did it with the event center, the advisory vote. And this could be, if he would do that and say, I understand, it would just be like giving the community a big hug. It would be, well, I'm telling telling you, it'd be a win-win. It would take any negative energy out of it. Does that make sense? And we'd all be working together. He'd have several months to get out there and help the public understand why this is needed. And I think that would be democracy in action. That's what I think.
Oh,
win-win.
Believe me, I don't ever question your right to do these things. You know, we just, for those who are opposed to the building, if there isn't an appeal in court, that's the only real, that's the best way. And again, we don't know what a court would decide, but certainly that's the most likely, it's the best way to, in order to get a court injunction, then that stops the vote, or it stops the sale of the bonds. And then the things that you're hoping for, then you work toward making that happen.
But then at some point you'd have to set the election, as you know.
But setting the election now, if the mayor doesn't change his mind.
But what if the mayor does change his mind?
I think that's a big.
Would that be called a miracle?
I think the chances, just based on my conversations with him, I'd say the chances of that are very slight.
Very slight, but there's hope.
Fair enough.
There's hope.
So the meeting is tonight. First reading is tonight.
Yes.
Well, people have it tonight, then people won't have an opportunity to weigh in if they show up.
So, and let me just say, I know that the Stop the Funding people they're meeting at 6:30 before the meeting at the Carnegie Town Hall. So you got a group of Bruce Danielson people wanting to get together. But then anyone who wants to come in and testify on this, come on in, and you can speak at the beginning of the meeting because it's first reading. You can speak for up to 5 minutes at the beginning of the meeting. And I guarantee I'm going to work to let anybody who wants to speak. Okay?
This is important. Fair enough.
Does that make sense?
Yes. And then we'll see how it goes tonight.
Tune in to Channel 16 as well. You can watch this on TV too.
Teresa Staley, Sioux Falls City Councilor, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Well, you too. All right.